This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections concluded today. Candidates can withdraw the nominations by Thursday. More than 2,600 nomination papers have been filed for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts. The polling for the second phase will be held on the 11th of November, while polling for the first phase will be held on the 6th. The nation observes Police Commemoration Day today. On this day in 1959, 10 valiant policemen laid down their lives in an ambush laid by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs in Ladakh. Since then, 21st of October is observed as the Police Commemoration Day every year. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that balancing the external and internal security of the nation is more crucial than ever as the nation is advancing towards the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. He further added that the areas once known as the Red Corridor have now transformed into growth corridors.
The areas that were formerly Naxalite hubs have now become education hubs. Areas of India that were notorious as Red Corridors are now transforming into growth corridors. Our police force and security personnel have contributed significantly to the transformation the government has achieved. Thanks to the tireless efforts of security personnel, this problem is now becoming history.
In Jammu Division, over 100 anti-terror operations have been carried out on a daily basis to neutralize foreign terrorists hiding in dense forest areas. Inspector General Police Jammu Zone Bhim Sen Tuti told a Jammu correspondent that the presence of foreign terrorists in these forests remain a major challenge and extensive efforts are underway to eliminate them. Mr. Tuti was speaking to media persons after leading a wreath-laying ceremony at the Police Martyrs Memorial near Jammu Railway Station to pay tributes to the brave hearts who have sacrificed their lives for the country on the occasion of Police Commemoration Day. Sanae Takaichi has become the Japan's first female Prime Minister. The Upper House has elected Ms. Takaichi as Prime Minister. She received 125 votes in the Upper House, just one vote above the simple majority necessary for victory. She secured 237 votes in the lower house, exceeding the required majority of 233. A former television anchor, Takaichi, entered Japanese politics in 1993, winning a seat in the lower house as an independent. Ms. Takaichi joined Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party in 1996 and entered the cabinet for the first time under former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. European Union countries have agreed to ban all Russian energy imports from January 2028. During a meeting in Luxembourg yesterday, energy ministers of EU countries voted in favour of a draft regulation which applies to both pipeline oil and liquefied natural gas supplied by Russia to EU countries. According to European Council, the regulation constitutes a central element of the EU's Repower EU roadmap to end dependency on Russian energy following repeated disruptions of gas supplies to the EU. The Met Department has said that widespread rains are likely in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry due to low pressures in the Bay of Bengal. According to Dr. B. Amudha, Additional Director General of the Met Department in Chennai, said that a well-marked low-pressure area is lying 400 kilometers away from Chennai in the southwest Bay of Bengal. It is likely to turn into a deep depression over southwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal off north Tamil Nadu and south Andhra coast by afternoon of tomorrow. Due to the prevailing situation, a red alert signifying heavy to very heavy rainfall has been issued for 2 days in some areas in Chennai and suburban areas. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant launched the official logo and anthem of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025, which will be held in Goa. The official anthem sung by popular singer Daler Mehendi and the event logo inspired by Goa's rich culture were unveiled at the launch ceremony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.